do it live.
We're doing it live. If you're just tuning in, which you are, Brent's drinking himself a little bit of a tall boy.
Yeah, it's a tall boy. It's a, how many ounces? This is 12 ounces of pure Aldi brand Red Bull. And I'm a fan of Aldi. I don't care what you people, and I do mean you people, say. No. And it's called Red Thunder, by the way.
Yeah, we will talk about Aldi a little bit later when we talk, because I have some Aldi thoughts.
Yeah, I got Aldi's nuts.
Yeah. Aldi's ropes.
Now, for those of us who don't know what Aldi is, please explain.
Are you familiar, Johnny, what Aldi is? Do you know what that is?
I have heard of it. Is it a grocery store chain?
It's a grocery store chain, and that's like when you walk up to the store, they have a grocery cart that you put a quarter in. There's like a little slot that you put the quarter in because they don't just let the carts go out all willy-nilly all over the parking lot. You put the quarter in so that the incentive is when you take it back to the cart corral, the one corral they have, you get your quarter back.
Get your quarter back.
And you get yourself a Red Bull Thunder.
Yeah. Man, our technical budget has really went through the roof since we've got those patrons.
Oh yeah, Brent, say the title of the drink once again, if you don't mind.
Red Thunder.
That's nice.
Ryan, do me a favor and mention the knockoff Mountain Dew.
Mountain Lightning. we're able to, because of our nice patrons, we can afford one sound effect. If we get five more patrons, we'll have two next week.
And what is the knockoff Dr. Pepper that Aldi has?
Dr. Thunder. We were able to purchase that from the Warner Brothers recording catalog.
Yes.
It costs $5,000.
Yes. We purchased the rights to all of this.
No, Aldi is awesome. Just to go back to that, it's basically a... I'm trying to think, like, what's the, it's not like a full grocery store. It's kind of like they have like limited options, but it's much cheaper.
It's much cheaper. And like they'll just take the box that the stuff came in and put it on the shelf. So they'll like cut around. So the box, like if it says Doritos, the box is on the shelf. So they cut costs with a lot of things. There's no bags.
Yeah,
you bring your own bags or you buy the bags.
Yeah.
There.
And you bag the stuff yourself. Like there's like a little like shelf basically that you take your stuff over and go bag things yourself. It's so weird out here in California because like, and I don't say this judgingly because I'm old trailer park kid. We've been over this. Aldi was like kind of like the poor person grocery store, or if you like weren't looking to spend a bunch of name brand money. Like
to me, it's like a better Save a Lot if you've ever been to Save a Lot.
Yeah, it was the Aldi, the stock up store, because everything was cheap that you could use your food stamps and stuff at. And again, not judging, we were food stamps kids, but like
I'm judging, and you poor people.
But here,
drinking your Red Bull Thunder.
Yeah, here in California, it's such like this weird novelty that like people who are normally a lot fancier, like holding like wine and cheese parties and stuff like that, lose their shit for Aldi. They go nuts.
Well, it's kind of like in LA, there's Ralph's, and then there's Vaughn's, and then a step way below is John's.
Yeah, which is, it's deliberately the Vaughn's logo, but it's just John's.
It's the Dr. Thunder of Vaughn's.
Of Vaughn's, it really is.
Now, what's the difference between John's and Vaughn's?
It's and the first letter.
Oh, okay.
That's man. That's about it from what I've ever noticed.
Yeah, okay. I've been in John's, but it's pretty much the same. You could call it the Dr. Thunder of grocery stores.
Thank you for shopping at John's.
Yes. Whoop. Now the sound effect won't stop. Son of a bitch. Anyone eating the Cinnamon Toast Crunch this week, ladies and gentlemen?
Maybe last week. And, you know, to fill people in, this guy who is the wife of Topanga, I believe, from Boy Meets World, or husband.
Jensen Karp is well known in his own. Like, the dude's got, like, a crazy, weird, but successful career. But it's just hilarious that, like, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch firestorm started this week. And you look at what he found in the box. It's fucking gross.
Tales of Shrimp, which I need something to jumpstart my career. So I'm going to be putting shit in all kinds of food. And my, I just found a alligator toe in my Red Thunder energy drink. So, Aldi, I'm calling you out.
That's right. Damn it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that there were shrimp tails in it, it's almost like a witch was trying to make a potion, and then it, like, fell into the... Toast Crunch.
Like, that's what Cinnamon Toast Crunch was trying to say. They're like, it didn't happen at any of our warehouses. It happened after it left. It's like, oh, okay. Some random person found a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, put a bunch of shrimp and other random things in it, then suctioned the box and the bag back up together. Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's exactly the tale that I once was told. I ordered one of the Nintendo Amiibo things on eBay. Ooh. And the guy told me it was brand new, but when I got it, it had clearly been like opened at some point and then taped back together. So I pointed it out and the guy was like trying to feign innocence. He was like, no, probably what happened is the mailman like opened up the entire package, opened up the Amiibo, decided he didn't want it, taped it back up, and then redid the package. Man, that's crazy he did that. That's
yeah, he cared. He didn't care enough to not open your shit, but he cared enough to tape it back and bring it to your house.
Exactly. And then like the packaging was pristine on the outside.
Dude, those two stories are the cereal and the mail equivalent to Ryan waking up and going, what the hell? Who shit my underwear?
Oh, man, someone shit my pants again.
Well, speaking of accidents, this is the Cafeteria Podcast. Pull up a seat, no lunch money required. Find us everywhere at Cafeteria Pod. Make sure you look up our Facebook and, of course, our Patreon at patreon.com/CafeteriaPod. Rate us 5 stars wherever you are, especially on iTunes. If you haven't done it yet, you son of a bitch, go give us 5 stars. Write us a nice review. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto on the socials. And this guy may have won the country's heart by finishing 3rd place in America's Got Talent, but his dad most certainly finished even higher in the rankings of best drunken haircuts bestowed upon their son. If you saw the tattoo on his leg of Gumby portraying Jesus Christ, you'd say to yourself, yep, I believe that kid did shit his pants in elementary school. He's a Kankakee Valley Cougar. You can find him at Cripple Threat 8 as he's the only Cripple Threat of comedy. He's the Ryan Niemiller.
Yeah, I sort of have a look where you don't even need to see the tattoo. People can look at me and be like, that guy shit his pants as an adult, right? Like that. He has that aura about him.
Either it's a shame. He has or he's about to.
Wait, is he right now?
Yeah, I'm constantly just... and you just don't know. You don't know what happened there.
The look on your face is constantly mid shit. And faces like that are why you need to be on the Patreon. Because you're stealing from yourselves and you're stealing from everyone else.
You're stealing from Brent.
You're stealing Red Thunder out of my children's mouths.
Yeah,
wait, Brent, hold on, Brent.
Brent doesn't have a balcony because of you people.
Yeah, stop stealing Red Thunder from Brent Terhune, damn it.
And I give it to my children. I give energy drink to my children.
His daddy's got to work.
Yeah.
Some babies need formula. Brent's kids need Red Thunder.
I'm trying to get some videos up on TikTok and they want to sleep. And I need these little fucking assholes to wake up and do cute things so I can go viral. Mm-hmm. That's what I need.
Because you ain't got no puppy.
No. They shit everywhere. I'm like children.
Like children who I've trained not to shit.
I did have a puppy.
Children who drink exclusively Red Thunder never shit.
I did have a puppy, but I kept giving it too much Red Thunder.
That's like a Red Thunder, safe for a kid, not safe for a puppy.
And actually, it's fucked up. I look at it, it said, don't give to puppies. And I was that was my first mistake.
Was never learning to read.
Yeah.
You're like, don't give to puppies. Oh, that's just Big Brother trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, no, nobody. I'm an American. Nobody tells me what to do. Right. Come here, Fido. Drink up.
Heck, I got a Labrador. They love running around. Man. Well, speaking of haircuts, this fire red Corvette has been giving himself buzz cuts.
Good transition.
This fire red Corvette has been giving himself buzz cuts to avoid barbers since his first Holy Communion. He is one of Variety Magazine's top 10 comics to watch and is patiently waiting for the right tattoo artist to ink him for the very first time. But that tattoo artist better make house calls because he's going to be feetless. Watch his new comedy special with Dry Bar Comedy titled Crooked Ginger, and he's representing the Pope Ron Kelly High School football Jumpin' Jack, formerly Rebels, but now Royals. He is Brent Terhune.
And look for my documentary film about me, Feetless, the Brent Terhune story.
Feetless. It's the sequel to Limitless.
Yeah.
I have Feetless. A dance movie out coming out called Feet Loosed.
Or your prosthetic feet are just never staying on to your ankle socket.
That's right.
He's not making those prosthetic feet dance.
He's starring in the sequel to Unbreakable called Unwalkable. Holy shit. Okay. Well, I'm going to go first on this week. So we're all in solid relationships right now, I would say. Brent, of course, has producer wife. Ryan, of course, has producer Anne, and I have a producer unnamed girlfriend. And but
because you're a producer cuck,
that's right.
Girlfriend's unknown.
I ain't giving away my secrets. But no, we've all been in relationships prior to, and maybe we had our hearts broken. So I want the story. Let's cry. All right. Give a story about how, like, maybe your relationship ended, or maybe you had your heart broken, or maybe just something ridiculous and funny. Like, maybe you shit your pants together. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Together. And then we realized we were too close, and we broke up when we started doing simultaneous shitting.
You just looked at each other, and you're like, Ryan makes a really good shit face. I'm sorry. It's really good.
That face needs to go with the sound effect. Brrr. Just a foghorn.
It's like, for anyone that's not watching this, you should get the join the Patreon. But just to kind of verbally describe it, I'm kind of picturing I'm doing like half of the bitter beer face. If you guys remember those commercials where they drink bad beer and they were just.
It looks like the abominable from Rudolph drank bitter beer.
It does. And if he had a salt and pepper beard.
Yeah. No, it's cinnamon and sugar. When you're a ginger, it's a cinnamon and sugar beard.
I was going to say, it's cinnamon and sugar with a little bit of Dr. Thunder.
and shrimp tails. Sure, there's probably a shrimp tail in there somewhere.
Good shrimp tail also sounds like a bad Pixar movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite, is Shrimp Tail.
I'd watch it. Shrimp Tails, woo!
So,
I will say, here's my shortest relationship I've ever been, because it wasn't really a relationship. It was a first and last date. But I meet this broad, and I think that's why she didn't like us. I called her broad.
You pulled up, you were like, hey, you, come here.
Hey, come here. I'm supposed to meet her at a Starbucks. And again, she probably dropped the pin and sent it to a friend. So, they knew I wasn't going to take her anything.
Well, because broads be doing that. They got to make sure that they, and I don't blame them,
as you should. Any guy should be like,
we're a bunch of animals. Yeah.
Here's my picture, my social security number, so you trust me, and my address. So send it to your friend in case you go missing.
Yeah,
you can take me to jail.
I went ahead and did the liberty of paying for a background check for you. There you are.
Like when you move to a new place, you have to like list the previous four places you lived. Like, these are my previous four relationships. Here are their cell phones.
Here's proof that they're alive.
Deceased.
They all had some bad shrimp tails.
Yeah. They were all crazy, I think.
They were drinking or eating their Cinnamon Toast Crunch with some Red Thunder.
Damn it, I'm late on that one.
Yeah, so. Have it ready.
I will. All right.
So I meet her at a Starbucks, and maybe you were supposed to meet at 1 o'clock. Not there, not around. And I'll give you like a 10-minute grace period before I'm like, I'll text you and be like, hey,
yeah,
what's going on? And she's like, sorry, I'm running late. So I'm like, okay, I'll hang out. So at 1:45 runs out. This, I should have just left, right? But she shows up at 1:45 and she's like, sorry, I got my hair done. I was like, well, you knew You knew that we were supposed to meet here at 1, right? And her name is Alicia. That's her name is Alicia. And she says, hi, I'm Alicia. And I'm like, that's not how you say your name. So she says her name, Alicia. And I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that pronunciation. So.
Yeah, I feel like that's the kind of pronunciation that you made up your, like, Alicia. I would imagine her parents, there's a good chance they named her Alicia. And she's like, no, not yeah. doing
it. That's the dumbest thing because I'm telling you how to say your name. Like, I mean, that's not how it works. But it was like, I don't like, okay, that's two strikes.
Yeah.
And then we're talking. I'm probably having a hot chocolate and Red Thunder. I mix them. And we're talking, and like, I'll tell her a story from my childhood, whatever. And her response would be, oh, my word.
Ugh. About and everything?
She hit me with two or three or four my words, and I knew we were out. And she's probably the same age as me.
I was going to say, was she in her like early 80s?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it was, yeah, I don't know what age it was. It must have been, you know, between 20 and 25. And she hit me with a bunch of my words. And I was like, I'm out. You show up late, Alicia, and my words, can't do it. You broke my heart.
And as you walked out, she said, oh my word.
Yeah. So now producer wife, every once in a while, will hit me with my word to miss.
Did you tell her the story?
I told her the story. Yes.
All right. I love that. Okay. Yeah.
So
how about you, Ryan?
That was my first time getting my heart broken, but Ryan, go to you.
So I had lots of like with the power of, you know, hindsight being 2020 at this point, my heart wasn't really broken in these situations. Like, I was, you know, I think a lot of people who were, you know, fat, weird kids who didn't get to date a lot.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
Nope. Never. I mean, at all. Never,
I mean,
never.
I mean, you guys were both just bona fide fuck machines. However.
Well, let's be honest. The thick ropes originated from me admitting that I was the last one to shoot a thick rope out of the three of us. So there you go.
There you are. So I would always convince myself that, like, I had found the one. Like, oh, someone smiled at me. She's the one. Oh, someone said I was funny after that show. She's the one. Like, you kind of get in your head that, like, everyone is potentially the one now. The one that kind of stands out to me. And we're still friends to this day, so this isn't, like, a talking shit on her. Like,
shout out to the one.
Yeah.
I mean, also, shout out to the one that drew the photo of Ryan getting blown by her. We love
you. Yeah. She's the one that you should consider a person of interest if I ever disappear.
Okay.
So there was a girl I'd met at a comedy show. We kind of became buddies. She was like daughters with the owner of whatever this bar was. And we were cool. And I thought I was playing real smooth, and like we were going to hang out. And I was like making it very clear. I was like, you know, I'm asking you out on a date, right? Like, this is a date. I'm asking you out on a romantic date. And she was like, oh, yeah, sure, of course. And then the time of the date, when it was supposed to happen, I kind of texted her and was like, hey, what's going on? You still meeting up today? She was like, oh, I'm like two states away.
Oh.
And I was like, I remember we had a date today. And then like she was like, oh, that was like you thought that was a date? And I was like, I don't know how much more clear I could have made it. Like, I think that's one of the struggles that you have when you're a comedian or you're funny, is that when you try to be sincere and like serious about something, people, there's still a chance they're gonna think you were joking. So apparently me being very upfront and being like, yeah, you know, I'm taking you on a date.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, this is a bit. This is a silly bit.
Oh, I was gonna say, because for her to be like, oh, you thought it was a date? It's like, well, no, I was hoping I would call you and you'd be two states away. That was actually how I planned it. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I didn't know you meant a date. Let me get three states away.
Yeah. And because like for me, I've lessened on this a lot, but like at that point it wasn't so much that like if she didn't want to go on a date or if she did something, that's fine. Like no one is obligated to do anything. But for me, it was more the principle of her trying to like, I felt like she was gaslighting me. She's like, well, no, you thought that was a date? So I like sent her a screenshot of where I said, you know, this is a date, right? And she went, yes. So like at that point, like it totally ruined any chance of like an actual date later. But like the pride part of me kicked in to like,
yeah.
Like, no, I'm right. I don't care if you don't want to actually date me. That's fine. But you need to acknowledge that I was clear and yeah. right in this situation.
God damn it, you win. You win.
Yeah, like I said, we're buddies now. But like that moment, I was just like, what the fuck is... So I had a lot of that. And it was mostly my fault. It came from being a unconfident fat dude, basically, who... Yeah. Convinces that every time someone's nice to you that like, oh, they're the one, they're gonna, they love me because they were nice to me.
Can I get you more, some more sweet tea, hon? And you're like, oh God,
I need to call my mom. It's happening.
Well, you know what? You may be friends with her, but I'll tell you what, she ain't no friend of Terhune and I. As far as I'm concerned, she shouldn't be allowed to cross state lines. All yeah. right. You hear it?
Unless she becomes a patron.
Damn it. You're stealing from Ryan's heart. You're stealing from us, but not being on the Patreon.
Yeah. Now,
Ryan, have you rebooked that bar?
No. Just because they stopped doing comedy. I think they kind of went out of business for a while. And
why? Because the comedians kept asking her for dates?
No, it's because no comic no. was as good as me.
They allowed her to run the bar, and every time she was due for a shift, she was two states away.
She was two states away. She's like, oh, I had to work today. I was in Iowa.
We need a bar manager. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, you should have let me know that before I drove to Wyoming.
Oh, I didn't know you meant work. I thought you were joking.
Oh, this is a job? It's a real job? I thought this was just a silly goof that I went through interviews for.
My story is from my first relationship ever. I don't know if you guys ever dealt with this. A lot of people have. The first relationship you have, you feel like that's, at some point, you feel like that's the one. That's like forever. Nothing else can replace it. That's got to be it, right? And so this girl, the thing is, when we started dating, I had already planned on moving to California, right? And it's one of those that I had to stay true to. And so I did. We tried doing the long distance thing. That was basically her reason to more or less go buck ass wild. But in her eyes, it wasn't cheating as long as she told me. And I thought that made sense. I was like, okay. But finally, the final straw was I was living in Orange County with my buddies that I moved out from Pennsylvania with. And I was in a miserable phase, right? I didn't know what the hell to do. I was months away from moving back home to Pennsylvania, giving up on any West Coast dreams I had, right? And then one night, she was on an internship down at Disney World. I called her and I could tell she was like buzzed and she wasn't much of a drinker. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, coming home from the bar. I'm like, oh, okay. You going home? She's like, uh-uh. I'm like, where are you?
Were you dating a bobblehead?
Yes.
Another reason to get the Patreon for that visual.
Yeah. Uh-uh. And I was like, where are you going? And she goes, I'm going to my friend's place. I go, okay. Who's your friend? She goes, Kevin. I'm like, oh, Who's Kevin? She's like, oh, he's a doctor from Alabama. And I was like, okay. I didn't know Alabama had doctors, number one. So
it's a lot of wet nurses in Alabama. That's because, how they yeah. do most of
their- people like, from Alabama are stupid.
I'm like, what are you going to do? And she's like, oh, you don't want to know. I'm like, are you serious right now? And then she's like, you want to talk to him? I'm like, no. And the next thing next thing I hear is I hear a dude who sounds like a great Elvis impersonator. He's like, hey, man, I just want to let you know, man. Like, look, man, I'm not going to take advantage of her, man. I just want to let you know. I'm like, Kevin, get off the goddamn phone right now. And she goes back to her when we argue and blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, after I spent most of the night not sleeping and possibly crying, we talked and I said, what happened last night? She's like, you don't want to know. And I was like, okay. Long story short, that was the morning I decided to start stand-up comedy. I looked up comedy classes in Orange County. There was one at the Irvine Improv, and that's why I'm here talking to you two assholes right now. So thank you to this woman who I know isn't listening, but you never know.
So it's her fault.
Yes.
Got it. Got
now, was that the morning that you're like, this, we're done?
Yeah, that was it for me. I was like,
stood up. And a couple of different ways to her and in comedy.
Well, here's the thing. She had hooked up a few other times. And instead of breaking up with her, I flew back to Pennsylvania to spend time with her because I thought it was my fault. Like, I was a, you know, not to make it simple, I was a simple cuck. You know, I was pretty much a cuck. Like, I know we joke a lot about cucks. I wasn't in the room when she was hooking up with these dudes and then telling me about it. You might as well have been. I might as well have been.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was FaceTime back then, I might as well have just FaceTimed it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was a simple cuck. But that was the final straw. Like, you hook up with a doctor from Alabama, that's it. That's it for me. And I said, I'm staying in California and I'm starting comedy. And,
you said she was at Disney World or Land?
Disney World in Florida.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought she was in the one in California. So it's like, she's out there, but she's hooking up with this doctor.
Yeah, that would have been messed up. Yeah, no. She was,
how did she take the breakup?
Oh, I think she was kind of pumped about it.
I don't understand that behavior. Just if you don't want to be in the relationship, just be like, hey, this is not working for me, but not be, you know, don't get like cuck permission slips to, you know, cheat on you or whatever. Just break it off.
A couple of years later, we reconciled since and we're fine, but she found me, on MySpace. Her mom did, or I forget who it was. And she told me, she goes, yeah, I just, I knew how amazing you were. And I was just, I felt so bad. I didn't want to break up with you because you didn't deserve it. I was like, okay, well, you virtually cucking me from 2,700 miles away was a lot worse than just saying, hey, I think we're done.
Yeah. Hey, I want other peen inside me. Johnny, is this a weird time for Brent and I to tell you that we've actually been doing another podcast on the side without you?
And if you want us to stay on this one, we're going to need you to fly out to our respective locations.
Yes.
Can I watch you? Can I at least watch you do the podcast?
Yes, we're gonna start inviting you in, but mute you so you have to watch us have fun with someone else.
Actually, I'm about to say something. So I know this is part of the podcast. This is just random, not random, but this is really, it's kind of important. So my dad had to have a prostate biopsy last week, and the doctor pretty much told him like 4 out of 5, I think it's cancer. And so we were waiting on the news today. We were expecting it to be like not good, to where we were trying to figure out like, oh, what do we do next? Is it going to be radiation? Is it going to be surgery? They got the results back. No cancer. Holy shit. I can't even tell you. We've been worried, you know, cause like I work in healthcare. My parents are retired nurses. We know like when you get those biopsies and there's a reason to be concerned, there's usually where there's smoke, there's fire. Holy shit. Yes. Way to go, Pop's prostate. Yeah. showing that. I don't know what's in there, but it ain't cancer. Hell yeah.
Are there more tests come? I don't know how that works.
No, I mean, they did like 24 biopsies, which means they covered a lot of ground. They covered like Dr. Thunder type ground. You know what I mean?
They were all up in that prostate. They were thorough.
He was a good man and thorough.
This sip of Red Thunder's for your dad, Johnny.
That's right. Hang on. Before you take the sip. Okay, you can take the sip now. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, we missed it. Go get another can. We have to do this like 8 more times.
I'm kind of shaky right now. Can we just hit this?
Brent, slug another can real quick. Come on, dog.
Yeah, come on, man. We were just off. We missed it.
Guys, I don't feel good. Well, that's good news, Johnny.
That is really cool. Why not share it on the podcast with all the cafeteria-ites? Shit.
Yeah, shout out to Papa Quasto's asshole for pulling through. That's what I like to hear.
Who wants to go next?
Dad's asshole.
oh shit, who wants to go next?
Who does? I'll go next.
Sure.
With our jobs, we talk in front of a lot of people. We're usually pretty comfortable in most situations, I would imagine. But I have certain things that for whatever reason, I'm still embarrassed to like do as an adult. Do you guys have anything like that? That like is stuff that's like pretty normal, but you're freaked out to do for whatever reason. So like a popular one, is a lot of people don't like to like use public restrooms, for instance. When you start traveling a lot, I've kind of gotten over that. I used to be that way a lot, but if you're always in airports, sometimes you got to shit in an airport, and that's just what's going to happen. So is there anything that you guys, like, that most people are just like, yeah, go do this, and you're just like,
Uh, it for a while, it was the bathroom thing, and that, you know, and even like if it's like a two person one and you're at a like a restaurant or something, and then you rate that, or even at a show where you walk in and people see you walk into the restroom, the guys, you know, I use the men's restroom. I don't know how about you guys, but you go to the men's one
yard
and you and you like you take a dump, but then sometimes it's like, you know, it's going to be bad. So you're just like waiting for them to leave. Now I'll just let it go. It doesn't matter. But one of my biggest fears is being on stage and have somebody like lean over to their friends and be like, that guy was in the bathroom and he shit real bad.
I thought you were saying your fear was actually having to shit on stage. That's also kind of a fear.
I've not had that. Not yet. I've had my zipper down a bunch of times.
Nice.
Well, that's because you do that bit where you just like just engulf the crowd with thick ropes.
It's a Gallagher show.
Yeah. I hope you brought your tarps, even though you didn't know who I was ahead of time.
Everyone knows Brent's going to follow up Bluff Creek with zipper down. Come on.
I just in general of like being the center of attention when I'm not on stage or anything, like if people are like talking about me in front of me, I don't like giving when people give me compliments, which is all the time. Yeah. Like just when they're talking about me in front of me, I don't like that kind of attention. I'd rather be in front of 1,000 people than 9 people, if that makes sense.
Me too.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but it does to me.
I've always had wide hips.
That's
and so,
not normal.
Yeah.
Thank
be
you.
Be a shame. Shame.
Yes, I know. I'm gonna die early. So yeah,
that's why your cheeks clap so good.
They do. They cheek real hard. When I got that vaccine, I said, pick a cheek. They're both clapping.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Everyone's walking by. They're like, wow, the vaccines are a lot more fun than I expected.
Yeah, it's weird because this is McDonald's. They don't do that here.
And I walked out with a double cheeseburger and I had a day.
And a dream.
So I tend to like, I always check my hips, if that makes sense. So you know, there's the bone and the front part of your hips. It's actually called the anterior superior iliac spine, or ASIS. That's a physical term, whatever.
Oh yeah,
I always tend to like check them in a weird way to where I realize I'm just the real life version of Matt Foley. Like where I'm just always like checking my
checking stupid. Your pain. Why do you check them?
I don't know. It makes, you know, I think growing up as a fat kid, like I didn't have any, I didn't have hips. I just had just a weird tugboat body. And then I
like the wrestler tugboat. Which is still side note on tugboat is one of my tugboat. Oh, we were talking a little bit before we started air about WWE Network moving. One of my favorite wrestling promos of all time, because it's so stupid. It's Royal Rumble 91, where they're doing those really quick, they get like 15-second promos. Like, here's why I'm going to win the Rumble. They have Tugboat there, who is kind of in a story where he was Hulk Hogan's friend.
Yeah.
And so like the gist of the interview is Tugboat's like, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to throw everybody out. And Hulk Hogan, if it comes down to me and you, and it's the best promo of all time.
And people watch it are like, is he a tractor trailer driver?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but just like that being a threat, man. Like, I know we're friends, but if it comes down to me and you, Terhune, like, what are we going to start a shipping business? Like, I don't know what we're going to do here.
I mean, back then, I'm pretty sure everyone got one take, because being up close 30 years later and seeing it, a lot of times you get one take.
Yeah.
That was what he did.
Well, like he delivered it with, like, it didn't seem like a flub. It wasn't him being Shockmaster falling through the wall or anything. Sure. Like, that was the promo he decided he was going to do, and he did it.
And
he
did it well.
And that just means it was just genuinely bad. No other reason than it was just bad, which is great to me.
Yes.
Amazing. So, yeah, I got, I don't know, I got fat ass hips. How about you, Ry?
One thing, it's really strange. Because like I'm good with people, like talking to people. If I go to like, you know, into a store, I'm very personable with, you know, cashiers and the employees and all that. Like, I'm good with that. I hate having to call into anywhere. like, oh, even if it's something where I'm not, like, I don't have a problem. Like, if I have to call my bank, like, oh, I just need to order a new debit card. I will panic about making that phone call for, like, a half hour before I do it. I get really weirded out about having to call in. Like someone would be like, oh, well, you need an oil change. Why don't you just call that place and see if they have time? Like, I don't really want to bug them. I don't want to. And, like, yeah, that's not that.
Place of business where they want you to do that.
Yeah. I get so weird about it. And I don't know why. I think it's because I've worked enough like retail type jobs where I know like sometimes like you get really busy and then you don't want to take a phone call. Like now I have to go deal with this phone. So it's like, even though they're not doing anything to you, like you're just so like, I'm like, I just don't want to inconvenience them. I'll just. Yeah.
I want them to be bored at their job, actually.
Yeah, I'll just buy a new car. I don't really need an oil change. I'll just buy a whole brand new car. It'll be fine.
Ryan, you said your chest hurts. Why don't you just call 911?
Yeah, it's like, they're probably busy. Like, they got a lot going on.
They're
like,
so stressed out.
I'll just die.
Yeah, I'll just die. Man, who am I to inconvenience? They got problems, too. Who am I to?
They're already so stressed out at work, and I don't want to add to that stress. And so I'm just going to deal with, wait.
And then I'm Chris Farley as well. Yeah, different character. No, but yeah, but I don't know what it is. I've gotten a little better because there's just certain things that you have to call in to, like, you know, but just like, I don't know why that freaks me out so much. Because again, I can talk in front of thousands of people, zero problems. Like, that's awesome. That's fun and easy. One phone call where I'm like, I don't want to bug them. It's just. Like, I had that with producer Ann. I was eventually, like, when I got the first dose of the hero juice, and I was able to just sign up because California opened to disabilities. So I was able to kind of do it legit. Producer Ann had been just basically saying, like, hey, I know you don't want to, like, steal anyone's spot or anything, but why don't you just call and get on a wait list? Because a lot of the vaccines now, if people cancel an appointment or don't show up, they have to use them or they throw them out.
Now, just question, like, producer Ann being a teacher has already had hers, correct?
Correct. Yes. There you go. Yeah. So she kept saying, like, just call. Like, I know, like, because for me, it's important. Like, I everyone should get vaccinated in my eyes, but like, I didn't want to skip the line. I'm not more important than what they determined.
So one of my good buddies is perfectly healthy, and he put down that he had high blood pressure and he got bumped up the list. I will never let him forget about it. Yeah. I bust his ball. We're in a group text. Every chance I get, I throw in a high blood pressure knock just because.
Because now karma's going to get him and he's going to develop high blood pressure. That's how that works.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't want to do anything shady, and like, just asking to get put on a wait list is not shady. Cause like I was basically going to say, like, hey, I live 5 minutes away from this clinic. I can come in if somebody doesn't show up, if you don't want to waste the shot. Like, that's it. That's harmless. A lot of people are doing that, but like, I wouldn't call or I wouldn't go down there. I was just like, ah, oh, man, they're really stressed right now. There's a lot going on. Maybe I'll just get COVID and die. Maybe I'll just do that instead. That seems, I don't want to put them out for the 30 seconds that phone call takes. I'll just get
COVID. For a perfectly reasonable request.
Yeah, for something that's not. Yeah, my brain is just, I that'll never go away. I'm so uncomfortable with that.
Well, thanks for sharing, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Brett, you got one?
No, I went, remember?
Yeah, he went. Do you have another one? You have a lot you should be embarrassed about.
My posture. Yeah, I said the bathroom thing used to be my thing, and then it was like talking in front of
people. No, I meant you have a topic. Do you have a topic?
No.
Oh, you made it sound. Yeah, you transitioned into this again, Johnny.
No. I meant you have a topic for the show because we're the Cafeteria Podcast.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Please finish.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Jokes on this you. One. I finished 20 minutes ago.
With a thick rope.
From a Red Thunder. Ryan doing the face again. This one comes from our Patreon, which has probably, what, 5 or 6 bonus episodes at this point?
So evergreen. Many. I lost count. You can
go and listen to them right now. They're not time sensitive. And, Johnny, I don't know if you posted this, but it was a video from my live stream show October 2nd, where it was called the comments section, where – you know, as most people know, I get lots of comments from my videos, and I did like a roast type thing of comments, and then it switched into a roast of me, where I roasted me in character, and then I also had Blair Erskine, I had Corey Ryan Forrester, And I think that was all. Yeah.
What up, Corey? Shout out to
again,
Corey.
It's an 11-minute video that you can see on Patreon. I don't know if I ever released that because it was a one and done for my live stream show. So that's on Patreon.
I did post it and it is so good. Like, you look, we post a special Patreon episode every week. We post the video version of this podcast. I will post random things. But look, when Brent Terhune puts up a post, you sons of bitches better sign up.
All right. True. Sign up, watch it, then cancel afterwards. Nobody gives a shit. But this question comes to us from our Patreon, which you can suggest a topic and we will talk about it. But this one is, what was something that you thought as a kid that was fancy? And who's this? Who does one come from, Johnny?
This is from Lady Bronwyn Devonshire. She is an official lady. She told us the whole story and she's a patron.
So essentially she's saying, what was something that you thought was fancy when you were a kid, but now you look back and you realize you're the whitest of white trash, right?
I mean, I would imagine.
I'm paraphrasing.
But. Yeah, for Ryan, I would imagine everything. I would imagine food was fancy for Ryan's trailer park ass.
Just an actual meal that wasn't microwavable.
Yeah.
Ordering something that wasn't on the dollar menu.
Yeah. Having a haircut that wasn't fueled by fucking Miller Lite. Yeah.
These clippers won't even turn on until I'm 0.08. You gotta blow into them to get them to start.
Yeah. Not having fleas. That was cool. I was a big fan of that. That felt
and
fancy.
You're not talking about your pets. You're just talking about you. Just,
no, me not having fleas.
Not feeling itchy during fifth period. What a luxury.
Red Thunder.
Which, hey.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Say it again. Say it again.
Red Thunder. There it is.
So
we
need
to get a soundboard for you, Johnny.
I'm so proud of this. I'm so proud.
You know, a lot of times when you're a kid and you go to somewhere, you know, it's like you get to go out to eat a couple times a year, maybe. And now as an adult, it's like, oh, let's just go eat, you know, pre-COVID. But it would be like a Red Lobster or Olive Garden when somebody's like, yeah, we're going to Olive Garden for Dad's birthday. And they're like, oh, Olive Garden, that type of stuff. It was definitely Red Lobster. I grew up, I could see the Red Lobster from my house. And it was like 20 something before I even went there.
I know that Red Lobster, by the way. My brother Trent, hashtag Trent sucks, worked at that Red Lobster for a while.
And this is not Dickfish Brother. This is Trent Sucks.
No, this is hashtag Trent Sucks. Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
This is a little side note. I love that our podcast, like, we just have like character names for like everyone in our life. There's producer Ann, producer wife, hashtag Trent Sucks, Dr. Dickfish, dead brother.
Hey, thanks for bringing him up.
Thanks for bringing him up, Ryan. Yeah, God damn it. We try to get through a whole episode without bringing him up.
Nah, like I need Brent's tears for masturbatory reasons.
Yeah.
Well, what no matter what you say about him, I know he's somewhere looking up at us. So
yes. What a luxury it is to have a live brother. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So I thought that was real fancy when I was a kid. And then, dude,
Red Lobster's a good choice. I was going to say like, the step up from Olive Garden when I was in high school, they put in a Buca di Pepo, but everyone's like, oh, you can't go there unless you have a big group. Otherwise, you're going to have too many leftovers. Everyone's like, whoa. Then there's like one room that has the goddamn Pope head in the center of the table. I'm like, I don't want the Pope staring at me when I'm eating pasta.
I still have – it's kind of adjacent to it. I still feel fancy when I buy like Head and Shoulders instead of like Sam's Choice anti-dandruff shampoo or whatever it's called.
Some like, stuff you just buy brand name. I've learned that you're like, you get the good stuff for certain things, and Head and Shoulders is one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I've even had to learn it with things too. Cause, producer Ann buys most of my clothes for me because she's, has a better eye for things. Cause like I'm an old trailer park kid. I wore sweatpants.
Yeah,
like every day of my life. So
anything that doesn't have a drawstring, you're like, God damn.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Was this Armani?
So sometimes if I would buy jeans, because you have to have, you know, I would buy jeans and they're essentially what I wear for performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just buy, because I don't care about that. I don't care about fashion at all. I just doesn't matter to me, I would always buy like, oh, these jeans are $15. I'll go ahead and just buy that. Yeah, and I would think just buying like, oh, if you're wearing jeans, that's fancy enough. And then when she's kind of like, okay, you can buy a pair of $15 jeans once every 3 months when your fat ass tears through them. Mm-hmm. Or if you spend $80 once, these jeans will last you for a long time. And they're so buying like a nice, like $50 pants, I feel like I'm the fucking lord of,
Lord of pants.
I am like, bow before me.
Lord Pantalones.
Yeah. Lord Jordash. That's what you can call me.
Dude, I still have the same conversation with my lady now as a grown-ass man. It's like, if I could take the cheap way out, I'm taking the cheap way out every goddamn time.
Yeah. But it's only on certain things. Like there's certain things I'm very particular about. Like I spend way too much money on video games when I know I could just like buy a Raspberry Pi or some kind of emulation machine. And have them all for free.
I'm sorry. What, Raspberry Pi?
It's basically a little mini that computer. You eat, yeah. Yes.
It makes you not want video games.
just face first.
Because you're fat and covered in sticky.
That's right. Because my fat ass hips, I just rub Raspberry Pi.
No, the Raspberry Pi, it's PI. It's the name of a little, like, they're like little emulation machines that you can load up with thousands of video games. And basically, it costs you $150 once. I'll spend thousands of dollars to actually get the physical versions of things, but I will do Mountain Lightning for soda to this day. I will still do Red Thunder all day. Who has time for Lucky Charms when Marshmallow Mateys come in a fucking garbage bag?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's a real name?
Marshmallow Mateys. It's the, I think it's Kroger. It's the Kroger brand version of Lucky Charms.
And please, so fruit fucking spins.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, fruit spins.
Please, there's got to be pirates on the Marshmallow Mateys, right?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
Marshmallow Mateys. We all have diabetes.
Yeah. I also love when a cereal is so generic that the generic version is also the name of the name brand. Like the generic version of Frosted Flakes. Is Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know how they can do that. Like, I was like, obviously Frosted Flakes is like the brand name, but then I don't know legally how you can do that unless Frosted Flakes is so generic anyway.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's so like, it's what it is. They are Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. I like just crispy rice.
Call it sugar grains. Like, what the hell? Yo, Tony the Tiger at this point should have lost a foot. There's no question.
Yeah, diabetes crunch.
They're gone.
They're stumps.
Let's see. So everyone went. Oh, mine would be cable. But the pay cable, I should say. So we had the basic cable, but we never had the pay channels. That's what it was in like the 80s and 90s, right?
The ones that were blurred out, but you're like, was that a boob?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm using it.
And it's because you're watching WrestleMania. You're like, is that a boob?
Yeah. Was that a boot or a titty?
My God, that's a titty.
So we, for a while, I don't know how many years we had this. I'd have to ask. We have a cable box that had a red button and a black button. It was as simple as that. And somehow it was hooked up to the TV. And it was real simple. If you hit the black button, it would unscramble all of the pay channels. It was, to this day, the most magical thing I've ever encountered on this earth. And I will stand by that. It was the coolest thing ever. And I wish I still had it, even though, whatever. I mean, modern cable, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, that with like subscription services, like I think I all told every month spend like $30 to $40 on subscription services and have an unlimited amount of stuff that I will never get around to watching. Mm-hmm. And you're still in your head like, I wish I had a way that I could get more for free.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like that's kind of how your brain, like you think back to those days, like even with that box, you still have so much less than you have access to for free, like on YouTube right now. But your brain's like, fuck, I want that box.
Yeah.
I really want that box back. That was the life.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so that was for me the big thing. Like I was like, do some kids actually get the pay channels? Like, and I remember at one point my dad was like, he's like, hey, when we're gone, don't click that black switch because, you know, they people can find out that we're using it. And I believed him. I was like, oh, God, I can't use
it. Don't make me come back here and bust heads.
Yeah.
Don't make me come there and abuse my child. I'll do it.
Oh, shit. What an episode it was. I mean, we talked about so many things. We talked about Shrimp Tails and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We talked about being heartbroken. We talked about embarrassment, which is pretty much every episode. We talked about a little bit of Red Thunder. And, of course, we talked about dads being cancer-free. I mean, this was really a pretty full episode. So, Ryan Niemiller, why don't you tell the good people about you?
At Cripplethreat8 on all the things. I have a YouTube channel called The Transitional Champs, where we do retro wrestling reviews and such with my buddy Gavin Eddings. Cripplethreat.com. I'm in Rochester, New York, April 22nd through the 24th. St. Louis, Missouri, April 29th through May 1st. I'll be fully vaccinated by then, so you may jiggle my balls if you'd like.
And spit in his mouth. Spit in his mouth.
Yeah, you can spit my own balls into my mouth. It's very uncomfortable. I started doing a little more Twitch streaming. That's twitch.tv/cripplethreat8. And I have really, really pink bubblegum nipples.
Brent Terhune.
Pinkbubblegumnipples.edu. Yes. YouTube.com/Brent Terhune. BrentComedy.com for all your needs and my Dry Bar Comedy Special. Still available, far as I know. You can play for your grandma or your kids. It doesn't matter.
Dude, it's so goddamn funny. Like, I've watched a bunch of clips. I can't figure out how to get the full one. I'm a little, maybe I'm too stupid to figure it out.
You have to go to their website or get their app.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm too stupid to figure it out. Uh-huh. But I have watched enough clips. It is so good.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's so good. It's not easy to do a clean comedy special and be funny, but boom, you nailed it.
Thank you. It's me and Jim Gaffigan and Brian Regan, and that's they're 2 and 3, so I'm number one.
Yeah, clearly. You can find me at thickropes.gov, and where we do a lot of legislation involving thick ropes.
Yeah, now that the Democrats are finally back in charge, we can finally get that thick rope legislation pushed through.
You can finally utilize the power of thick ropes and what good it does for the communities.
Every bill you propose is just thicker. We want them thicker.
It's like, we're looking to do a coronavirus stimulus bill. With a lot of people out of work right now. We really need to get them that money so they can pay their rent. Senator LaQuasto, you want to add something?
Thicker! And add a rope to it.
That's why the whole thing hasn't been passed, is because you keep filibusting with your rope busting.
Yeah, there's still roping.
Too much pork in that bill.
But otherwise, I'm at Jay Quasto. I'll be honest with you. I've been posting some videos of the old TikTok. I finally joined up, and I've had, I'm posting old stand-up clips and other things as well. I have a couple ideas I'm working on, and, the big project is coming real soon. And this weekend, my paranormal show is going to be part of WonderCon, but Ooh. Now this year, WonderCon is at home. So we just have a broadcast we're doing with a couple of people from Ghost Hunters. And so if you like the paranormal, if you like craft beer, if you like to have a good time, we're doing it this week. So just follow at WonderCon. You'll find out all about it, and it's a lot of fun. So, with that said, shit. And as always,
Red Thunder.
Thank you for joining us in the cafeteria. If you had a good time, rate us 5 stars, write us a nice review on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you didn't enjoy yourself, I'm going to be honest, we probably won't do better next time. We appreciate you.